Community Matters. Saturdays, WBCK, made possible by Lakeview Ford Lincoln. Thanks for being with us today. You know, for some time now, you've heard me mention that we have a website where our Community Matters episodes congregate as podcasts, where you can find those episodes, listen again on demand, share them, or access the show notes and resources listed there, which we've talked about during the episode. That website is battlecreekpodcast.com. Today, I'm happy to tell you, we've expanded the content available at battlecreekpodcast.com to include more content pertinent to folks like you in Calhoun County. Our goal is to make battlecreekpodcast.com a gateway to more local voices and local information. Certainly, we'll continue to do so through our Community Matters discussions, which you'll also still hear on WBCK on Saturdays. But I invite you to explore battlecreekpodcast.com for other episodes, and I want to take a minute to give you an idea of what you'll find. One of them is the Inside Calhoun County podcast, the official podcast of Calhoun County government. On a recent episode, we visited with County Administrator Controller Kelly Scott about the Opioid Settlement Steering Committee as a result of a significant incidence of opioid overdoses here. What is the charge of this steering committee? And when we talk about opioid settlement funds, Kelly, what do we really mean?
Calhoun County is part of a national movement to try to address drug overdoses that have grown exponentially over the past several years. Last year, more than 112,000 people nationwide died from drug overdoses. A little bit more local in Michigan, nearly 3,000. And as you pointed out, our county also has higher than proportionate overdose-related deaths based on our population. And so there was a lawsuit initiated in 2021, actually several of them, by states and local governments against the largest pharmaceutical distributors, as well as manufacturers and pharmacies, with the assumption that there is some culpability in their behaviors that were leading to the growth of these horrible deaths. So obviously human behavior is different. But the lawsuits were brought by the states and local governments to help at least make sure that they were being responsible and doing their part and realizing that to some extent, it's too late. The deaths that have happened already happened, and there should be some settlement, some funding to at least put back money into the states and local communities to help us try to pick up the pieces.
Calhoun County will receive $11 million over the next two decades from that settlement, but how will it be spent? Hear about that and more in that Inside Calhoun County episode at battlecreekpodcast.com. Another Inside Calhoun County episode checks in with Christine Parsons, who is overseeing the County Road Department. We've had really warm weather in this winter. Has that advanced things at all?
Yes, it has advanced things for us. It starts what we call our pothole season a little bit earlier than we're typically used to due to the unusually warm late winter slash early spring. We are patching potholes with more frequency. 50% of the cost of a construction project must come from an outside source. Typically, that means the township, not always. So we work with them to create five-year plans for their local roads and suggest projects. They may suggest projects that we hadn't considered. What they submit for their priority projects, we go through a scoring process for all the townships, and there's different criteria that they're based off of: connectivity, traffic volume, what kind of treatments you're putting down. All those different things play into the scoring process.
Christine Parsons also discusses the road department website, where you can track what construction projects are active and their overall progress. Hear that full episode as well at battlecreekpodcast.com. You're also able to hear updates from the city of Battle Creek on the Battle Creek City Connection podcast via battlecreekpodcast.com. A recent episode updates residents on the potential Citizen Review Oversight Board with Battle Creek DEI Officer Kimberly Holly. What the purpose of such a panel is?
So probably the first thing that comes to mind for people is accountability. But also, oversight boards really support effective policing and serve as another bridge in terms of relationship building with the community and the police department, and helps to increase trust, public trust in law enforcement. And I think over recent years, we've seen oversight boards move from a reactive approach to more of a proactive approach, really focused on that trust building aspect of oversight boards.
Police Chief Shannon Bagley is also part of that discussion.
It's an opportunity not only for accountability, but transparency through processes within the police department. I think that, you know, we all, regardless of the profession, but specifically here speaking about law enforcement, is that legitimate, right? That legitimacy component to how we go about providing the service of law enforcement, serving and protecting the community. And I think this is an excellent avenue in which will lend itself to the accountability, transparency, and then the legitimacy of our systems and processes within the organization. It's an opportunity to help build those relationships continually, while also giving the community opportunity to be involved in the process, right? And to have questions answered when they arise. So I think it's a very positive thing. And I think it's a necessary thing as well.
So what are the next steps to establish such a panel? And what's the timeline hoped for to do so? How will they choose the panelists? Check out that episode on the BC City Connection podcast at battlecreekpodcast.com. You'll also find there almost 50 episodes with Summit Point. We visit with some folks who are on the front lines improving and, yes, saving lives affected by behavioral health challenges right here in our backyard. We talked recently about the First Step Behavioral Health Urgent Care, 175 College Street, opened by Summit Point 3 years ago.
It took a few years for us to kind of develop the concept and think about what this might look like and how to support Calhoun County differently. And I was having some conversations with key leaders here in Calhoun County, and I had an opportunity to go to a conference, and I found myself in Nashville, Tennessee, and visiting their new urgent care center. I saw there what an urgent care center looks like, how it was operational, and I really then started to hone in on what that could look like for Calhoun County.
Summit Point CEO Jeannie Goodrich.
No one should have a behavioral health emergency in an emergency department. It's loud, it's chaotic, there's a lot of people going around, and that is contrary to what should happen from an environmental standpoint when you're having a behavioral health crisis.
Hear how First Step has evolved in 3 years and some of the unexpected outcomes it's had in Calhoun County by hearing that episode at battlecreekpodcast.com. Finally, you'll hear from our friends at Miles for Memories on the Creating Dementia Solutions podcast. Sherry Sherbin and her vast group of committed volunteers help us understand dementia.
So when you think about where you want to go and look back at everything you've done, yeah, what are some of the things that you'd like to see happen?
I think one of the most significant components of steps that we'll take going forward in 2024 is looking at different resources that we can enhance for the caregiver, with that caregiver in mind intentionally. Not that we aren't looking at the needs of the person living with dementia, but we want to make sure that that caregiver is able to be a caregiver throughout the entire duration without being isolated, without being burnt out, and inspiration to want to continue to go forward and to recognize that the caregiver doesn't always even recognize themselves as a caregiver.
Check out Creating Dementia Solutions at battlecreekpodcast.com. And of course, you'll continue to hear our Community Matters episodes at battlecreekpodcast.com. Just take a listen to some of the local voices you've been hearing.
We received a lot of 911 calls from people that want to know why the sirens are going off.
It's still a seller's market, but it's not like it was 2 years ago.
It is a $6.2 million impact in the community.
I think this matter is going to be decided by the Supreme Court, regardless of whether the Court of Appeals rules, you know, for them or for us.
We're very confident in this appeal. We have a very, very good track record with appeals. I've never lost an appeal.
This current legislation really is just a talking point. It really doesn't do anything to save lives.
I think opening up a conversation and reducing the tension is the right thing to do.
This is a scammer's dream right now.
They may go from performing CPR on an infant to their next call is a damage to a mailbox call.
I wouldn't change it for the world here in Battle Creek.
So bookmark battlecreekpodcast.com. Check back regularly for updates from Community Matters and all of those other Calhoun County voices. Thanks to Lakeview Ford Lincoln for making Community Matters possible. The program is produced by Live Mike Communications. I'm Richard Pyatt. Have a great and safe weekend.